having established the fundamentals on Thursday night. So this Mishnah begins, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Smicha Zekenim Ve'arefas Egla B'shlosha Direi B'Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'chamisha. So this is a new concept, the idea of Chamisha, right, that we haven't really seen. We saw before, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the idea of going from 3, 5 to 7 in the context of adding a month to the year, but the idea that you have a Beis Din Shel Chamisha is a very fascinating concept. The Gemara basically explains that it's not really a din in the Beis Din, but it's a din in the piersum that we want to be able to, try to project this outwards. These are all cases where there's a value in projection. The Egla Arufa, the Rambam famously says, like, spreading the message is a way of catching the criminal. That's in the Mori Nevuchim. It's a little hard to believe from the Ramban standpoint. So the Ramban says, the idea is more in line with the notion that it should be mefursam, that a tragedy happened to Jewish people. What is smicha sekenim? So actually the Gemara says two things, and I'd like to come back at the end today to this idea. So smicha sekenim could either be smicha, what we call smicha, the idea of, rabbinic ordination, or the parhelim davar shel tzibur. So we have to develop that idea. Ha-chalitza v'hami'unin b'shlosha. Again, chalitza is presented here as requiring three. We paskin that it requires a bezdin shel chamisha. Mi'unin is an interesting case. Mi'un, it's not so much that Beis Din has to decide anything, but they have to solemnize the process. It's sort of like, from a certain standpoint, certain perspectives like Reb Chaim and the Ritva have regarding Eidei Kiyum. So a Miyun is a situation where you have a tragedy in a family. Let's say the father dies, and the question is really, is this little girl going to be on the street? And her mother and brothers are concerned about that, and so they can't really marry her off on a Daraisa level, but rabbinically they're able to marry her off to somebody, but she can opt out until she's bas mitzvah. So that's what we call miyun. But that opting out, we want to make sure that, it's not just that, I don't know, she got upset about something, but she's actually opting out of the marriage. So that has to be done bifnei shlosh. Again, it's really their solemnizing presence there. It's not so much that they're deciding anything in this particular case. There's nothing to decide. She can walk out, but we want to make sure to document that. Netzer revayim ayser sheni shen dam av yiduin Bishlosha, if we're talking about making an evaluation, Hekdeshos also, for pidyon purposes, Bishlosha, Arachin, Amitaltalin, Bishlosha, Reb Yehuda Omer Echad Me'en Kohen, that's based on the Parsha, V'ar Karkos, Tisha V'Kohen, you would require a minion, right, one of them being a Kohen, V'Adam Kayotze Behen, right, if a person is Makdish, their own value. Dina Nefashos Be'estim Bishlosha. So this is really a fascinating construction. How do you get to the idea of 23? So the Torah says, in the context of Dinei Nefashos, so capital cases, V'shaftu ha'eda, eda we know is 10, because the eda hara'a hazos, the meraglim, sans Yehoshua and Kaliv, who are obviously righteous, so that knocks it down to 10, as we'll discuss. So V'shaftu ha'eda, v'yitzilu ha'eda. You kind of need a representative quorum on both sides, arguing the different stadim in the case. So we know Ein Best and Shakol, that should get us up to 21. Which really would be fine, but we have a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, lo siach harei rabim lira'os, that we cannot convict somebody if it's a capital case. It's a financial case, we're not really convicting somebody, because if you're mechayev one person, you're really mezaka the other person. So it's hard to say that you're really coming out against anybody, but if you're mechayev somebody, b'dinei nefashos, so then we need a majority of at least two. So that should take us up to 22. Again, ein bez din shakol. So that's how we get to esrim v'shlosha. Okay, Haroveya van Nirba, capital cases involving animals, deviant acts with animals, whether an animal was perpetrated against a woman or a man does it with an animal. So that is a case of Esrim Mishlom, Sheshenemar, Ve'araktis, Aisha, Ve'sa Behema, Ve'omer, Esa Behema, Ta'arogu. An amazing idea that there's a Hekesh, that just as the human is tried in a court of 23, so too is the animal tried. Now, what is it like? This is like the animal rights. They deserve, a court of 23. Obviously not. But the idea seems to be that as an expansion of the case, right, for purposes of Dinei Nefashos, so we have to, establish that all parties to the case, we're guilty in the highest, possible evidentiary standard of Dinei Nefashos. Dinei Nefashos comes along with Drisha V'Chakira. There are a lot of elements in Dinei Nefashos. So what we're simply doing is expanding that, right? And that's really the idea of the Hekesh in its own right. V'haragta sa'isha v'sa behema. It's not really the behema in its own right. Shor haniskal be'esrim v'shlosh. Shoshenemar ha'shor yisakel v'gam be'alav yumas. Shor haniskal, meaning the shor was the object of Avodah Zarah. So once again, it's based on the principle of Kemisas Habaylim, Kach Misas Hashor. Animals don't get trials, really, in Halacha. The use of 23 here is an expansion of the idea that the human being involved, whether it's an Arayos case or an Avodah Zarah case, you know, has to be given, you know, every opportunity. So Hazeva Ari Hadova Anamir Vabartalas Vihanachash Mitasan Besrim Bushlo. So the Chachamim seem to articulate the position that you know, a threat to society you know, should require 23. If you're gonna put it to death, you know, you have to try it as, you know, was this wolf really behaving aggressively? That would be the litmus test of what we're saying. Is, you know, if that were true, it would be hard for me to make the argument that I've been making. But Reb Elazar Omer kol kodim laharigan zacha. So Reb Elazar says, what are you talking about? Right? They don't get a trial. You know, if it's some kind of a threat to society, you have to, it's like the din of Rodev. So Rabbi Kiva Omer Misasan Be'eshim B'shlosha. So it seems, you know, at the, you know, superficial level that Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tanakama. So what's the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva? The case of the Nachash, right? So according to the Tanakama, we said the Nachash is Misaso Be'eshim B'shlosha. We're saying Rabbi Kiva differs, you know, on that, you know, point. He thinks a nachash, you know, this is like a kiyum in Be'eva Ashis, Bein Cha Uvein Haisha, Uvein Zaracha, Uvein Zara, that the nachash is always, you know, perceived as a provocateur in that respect. Okay, so just to come back and conclude with the deliberate ambiguity in the Mishnah, Smichas Hazakenim, are we talking about rabbinic ordination or the Parhalim Daver Shel Tzibor? So the obvious answer is really both, right? But it's a very beautiful notion that we have the same clause and the same Mishnah teaching us both of these dinim, right? Because an intrinsic part of smicha, becoming, you know, ordained, of having the right of psak halacha, is an awareness that you can be wrong. And where does that awareness come from? The parhelim davar shel tzibor, that even the Sanhedrin can make a mistake. And remember, parhelim davar shel tzibor isn't just any mistake, but it's a davar shachayev and al zdono kares. We're talking about a grievous kind of a mistake. You know, kares basically is a capital crime, right? It's something that rises to that level. So the idea of, you know, smichas hazakenim, you have to be aware at that very moment of the potential for error. You know, par helim davar shel tzibor, they go b'chad amachta, they really go yad b'yad.